Let's take a moment to think about and change worry. Worry is thinking about the worst case. What if? And once we get stuck in the what if way of thinking, we can think of the very worst case. We can spiral our thoughts into places of deep fear, and we can make ourselves feel unsettled, anxious, and fearful. So what I want you to hold on to is that worry comes from a place of fear, scared of life, scared of the what ifs. And yet, if you look at where you are today, you've overcome your worst days and you're still here. And if you look at worry, it's never actually helped you. Worrying about something has never made it easier. It has never made your life feel calmer. And you've probably never found a solution by worrying. Whereas curiosity is wondering. Curiosity comes from a place of, I wonder how that might work out. Curiosity comes from intrigue. And curiosity comes from being open to knowing you will find a way through. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the last time you worried. Think about how your head might have got carried away. Think about how you might have felt anxious, fearful, got yourself tied up in knots because all you could think of was the worst things that could happen. And I can pretty much assure you that those worst things didn't actually happen. But because you thought about them, your body created all the chemicals, the stress, the cortisol and the adrenaline. So even though the worst things didn't happen, it felt like they did. And so many times people say, but if I imagine the worst case, then if the good stuff happens, it'll be okay. And let's just think about this, because if you do imagine the worst case, every time you imagine the worst case, you are flooding your body with the stresses, the cortisol and the adrenaline. So your body thinks you are actually living in that worst case. So even if it never happens, you have put yourself through the worst case, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I want you to start practicing every time you notice what if. You pause and you just say to yourself, there goes that worrying again. There it is. And by noticing it, you can change it. Worry is a habit. It might be one you've learnt. It might be one that people have done all around you. It might be a mindset you've just got into. And now, let's create a new habit. Let's create curiosity. I wonder, how would it be if? What is the best thing that could happen? So take a moment. And I want you to either close your eyes or let your eyes rest gently. And I want you to take a few deep breaths in, breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. And as you breathe in through the nose, breathe in that fresh, new energy. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that no longer serves you. Take another deep breath in and then breathe out everything else. And now let your breath return to its normal rhythm. And I want you to think about where right now in your life can you use curiosity to be more open? Where in your life can you be curious about different possibilities? Is it with a friend? Is it on a project? Is it in how you feel about your body? Is it at home? Where can you ask yourself, how can I do this differently? What would I want to do differently? What would it look like if I decided to do something different? Curiosity gives you possibilities. So just spend a couple of moments thinking about a situation or a relationship or a project or some part of yourself that you can look at and say, I'm curious, how could I do this situation, relationship, project differently? So take a moment now and use your imagination. That's it. And I want you, as you move forward with this idea, to know that you do have a choice. I want you to think about, is it worth wasting my energy thinking about the worst case? Or would it make sense to think about the best case, the best outcome? Would it make sense to be curious, to not know the outcome, and just trust that you've come so far in life and you've managed difficult situations and challenging relationships and hard projects and you've got through all of them. So you can be curious to think about, how will I choose to grow through this situation? What can I learn about myself? What can I learn about the situation? So please allow yourself the choice. I can choose to be curious, open, calm, and live life from a place of wonder. And that is my choice. Or I can choose to stick to old habits, old ways of being. Worry is based in fear. Curiosity is based in opportunity, possibility, and wonder. So just think about that. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and be aware with curiosity and wonder that you always have a choice.